This is the Influence of Wiggly Air. My name's Brent McKinnon. Here, I have Jackie from Somber Seas. Lightning round.
Here to get wiggly.
Yeah. So you play what?
I play keys. In Somber Seas, I play keys, I sing. On the side, I play some guitar.
Nice.
All sorts of random little things, whatever I can get my little hands on. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so keys is like your main gig though. How did you meet the keys?
So when I was younger, we could go to like music schools on the side. So I had like my regular school, and then after school or on weekends, I would go to a little music school, and I so badly wanted to play guitar. That was really what I wanted to do. I remember being a kid and I was like listening to lots of like Green Day and that sort of thing, Billy Talent. I was like, I just want to play guitar like that. And so did my sister. She wanted to play drums. She even had a little drum kit. And we went to the music school and they were like, you gotta learn piano first, like just for theory. And I was like, ah, okay, whatever. So I learned it, wasn't super crazy about it, and then eventually started playing guitar. And then kind of forgot about the keys until I met Shadow, the lead from Somber Seas.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a great guitarist. He's a great vocalist. And I'm like, wow, you know, like I could kind of do those synth parts because he had some stuff recorded. And he was like, what do you think about this? And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Or, yeah, I can't. Did we do the advisory?
parental advisory.
I don't have to swear.
We up in this bitch.
Fuck yeah. Okay. So I was just like, fuck it. I'll learn how to play the keys. No problem. And then it kind of came back and it's really cool because I'm starting to rekindle that old love. And I think like actually playing music now, doing shows and stuff, it's kind of cool to reconnect with that younger part of myself. I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I wanted to do. And I'm back.
Back in black. But I feel that
yeah.
Like the instrument being your first love kind of thing, like I personally like prefer bass guitar like way more than guitar and stuff.
Really?
I heavily do, yeah. And then people are like, oh, so you're just a bassist? And I'm like, kind of, but I just like I don't know, like in the bands I play in, yeah, I just have to play guitar because it's home, I guess. But I just like, so I get it. It's like kind of like you have this like connection to your first, it's like a first love.
Totally. You're like the opposite to all like the bass, like, you know, the stereotypical how you become a bass player. It's like, oh, I was a guitar player, but we needed a bassist.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, bass is underappreciated. Shout out to Wads, you know.
Honestly, you're so right though. Some of my favorite songs are like they have really groovy bass lines, and mm-hmm. you can take like, the same progression of like a regular guitar part and like throw a different bass line on it and you have something totally different, or you could like really spice up that.
Yeah, like I noticed for sure with your guys' work, like the kind of, that was like the first thing that popped out to me. It was like and then like the little beep boops on top of that, I was like, this hits different.
Shadow is so groovy. And Dev nails it every time. Like he does it sometimes, like Shadow will come up with a sort of like bass line and you can see Dev going like, all right.
All right, we're cooking.
We're gonna practice this. Yeah. I love the groove, I love the funk.
Nice. So you guys kind of have like a very natural kind of like synergy like from day one, or how is that?
Oh yeah, I think we're all kind of weird. We all have the same, like we all have very different tastes in music, but everything kind of draws us together. And I think we're all kind of goofy people and we kind of like having that silly energy and something that's like impactful. And I think that really comes through because whenever, you know, there's a groovy bass line, we're all like, oh yeah, this is it.
Tell me about what your thought process of like which beep boop on the piano are you going to choose? Because I noticed you choose different piano sounds.
I don't even think I've come to a conclusion. I've spent hours, like I'll work either on Logic or on GarageBand. I think it depends on what program we're working on as a band. I don't think we fully committed to a thing yet. And like, I mean, shout out GarageBand. It's free and it's like...
It's really good, it is.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But it's a lot of just sitting there using the same sort of things. I think Shadow has some sounds that like he really likes using. For me on my own, like if I'm looking for, you know, patches that kind of sound similar, I'll just spend hours sifting through. And on my time off, like, well, not my time off, but if I'm just kind of bored and I'm on my computer anyway, I'll just like flick through them, kind of like how you pick a new ringtone. And it's like, oh, what does this sound like or something, you know?
Yeah, you guys, yeah, it's like, yeah, there's definitely some like really like unique ones. Like, oh, I'm trying to remember. I have the CD in my car, so I like don't look at the track names.
Fellow's probably got like the grooviest one because there's almost like a beat in the patch, and every time we play it, we need to like Johnny will wear like an in-ear sort of metronome just so we can get the timing right.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm gonna ask about each member like as we go. I feel like I'm just gonna overload you if I just hit you with them right now. But this is about Jackie. This is the Jackie hour. So let's talk about what you got here on your. So in this show, anyone who's first time listening, it's kind of like we have a playlist of songs that are just like hold significance to the guest. And then so do you want to start with something that's kind of like a modern influence or like a childhood influence? What's your vibe first?
I think like right now, we were just kind of playing around with it. I think I threw in some, did I throw in CW Stone King on there on that list? CW
Stone King. Yes.
Okay. He is so good. Right now he's kind of what's influencing my brain. really neat when you're listening to like how it's recorded, it's got this like vibe from so long ago, but it's recorded in like 2016. Like that whole album's so good, and it's one of those albums where you can kind of tell that he's thought about the whole thing from like start to finish. Like the whole album is like super coherent, and it really transports you to a certain headspace, I guess. But he's just so good. So that's kind of been what's been influencing me right now. And just on like my side stuff too. I like playing a lot of bluesy stuff and whatever. So
nice. All right. We gone boogaloo, you know?
That's a great one too.
We gone boogaloo. This is Mama Got the Blues from CW Stone King. Onion Ring. One sec. Here we go. With that, 1, 2, 3. Oh!
got the blues, then what, Lord, is we gonna do? But it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Hello, we back. I'm coming in crunchy. Hello. yeah, we back. I can hear you too. We good.
Hello.
Hello. You know, have you ever heard of Frogman Clarence?
No.
Oh my God, look it up. It's like, it's called Got No Home from Frogman Clarence. It's like this old song.
Like, does he sound like a frog? Is that what
that's one of his shticks. He's like, I can sing like a frog. Like, I think you'd like it, but
I'll look it up. It sounds bluesy.
It a little bit. It's a little more, you know, it's a little boo-boppy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But Mama Got the Blues, C.W. Stone King. So tell me, you said, I do this stuff on the side. I do blues on the side. Tell me about this.
Well, not so much like bluesy stuff. Like a lot of folk music. Like when I first moved to town, even before, like when I was living just south of Dawson Creek, I was living in Pooscoopy. I was living on a farm there and learning a lot of like folk and bluesy songs and whatever. When I moved to Rupert, that's kind of when I started playing. And I think like a lot of it came from like when I was living on the farm there and you're just by yourself, sometimes a guitar in your voice just gets kind of boring. You want to think of ways to spice it up, but you got that like melancholy feel and whatever. And, so that slowly trickled in. And now on the side, like I kind of, you know, if I'm writing my own songs or if I'm playing solo gigs, they tend to be just like folky stuff. More bluesy stuff, something a bit more melancholy, not as good as C.W. Stone King. He is just like something else. He's just so good. But
hey,
within that realm.
Positive self-talk. Positive self-talk.
Man, he's just watching on YouTube. It's just those hands. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Man, Mama got the blues, but boy got the hands.
Yeah.
But
hands from his mama. She was nice.
She was nice. Mama got the blues, but station got the sponsors. I'm gonna shout out a sponsor for the station. So I think this is a pretty like Nature's Pantry. What fits a like kind of like organic food store more than folk music? So Nature's
Pantry.
Nature's
and we're
pantry.
Making crunchy sounds.
Ooh, crunchy. Ooh, you know, like some like Nature Valley, like.
Oh. Yeah, but not them.
Not them. They're too commercial. We need some Nature Bulkley Valley.
Heck yeah.
But so that was a modern take. Let's go to child takes. Let's do little baby Jackie. You know.
Little baby Jackie.
Little fetus Jackie.
What was I influenced by?
Yeah. When you're like, and then something is playing on the stereo and you're like, this is it.
Oh boy. That is like so far back.
Well, it doesn't have to be literally baby, but I'm just something kind of like that makes you think of adolescent or something.
Like something a bit more soothing. Like I think of, Aphasia by Pine Grove is a great soothing song.
Okay.
And I think that's one, it's not super fetusy for me, but it's definitely like my, I want to say like early adult years, but I'm like late my mid-20s, you know, when I was like 18 and running around Toronto and you're going through all sorts of emotions and whatever. I remember listening to that song, and I mean, just like everything about it, like how cinematic it is to the arrangement in that like build in the end. Like, I just love when songs start slow and they just like build up at the end. I think it's so cool. I just want them to like erupt. I'm like, go fucking nuts. And I think Asia was like one of those songs where it was like such a cathartic song, and it's like super sappy and like cheesy, but it's so good. And I just love the guitar tone on it. It's like something that really pacifies you for talking about, you know, a little sad Jackson. But yeah, it's such a good tune.
Sad Jack. So
sad Jack.
I think 18 is pretty fetusy if you think about it. Like,
I was definitely a child. Oh, like, at 18.
Like, yeah, development. No. How do you say that? Developmentally. Like, I think anyone who's 18 are still like fetus level.
Yeah, and there's just like so much self like discovery that has to happen. And when you're in like a big city, it can like, when you're presented with so many options, that like self identity becomes a little bit harder. And like, you're a super small fish in a big pond. And that song was just like super comforting the whole time.
Okay, I dig it. So this is Aphasia from Pine Grove, the Audio Tree live version.
It's the best.
And I've heard of these guys. I know they have this big meme where these guys like do the DJ Khaled dance to it. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
So that's my main exposure to this band.
Any exposure is good exposure, I guess.
You can't see my legs right now, so. But, hold on. Before I start the song, someone said they want to ask a question, and, I'm not going to say who it is, but I'm going to do it in their voice. Okay. He kind of wrote it like a ding-a-ling though, so it's kind of, I'm going to try my best. We have a question from the fan of the show, and he'd like to ask her, "What is the day in the life? It's like, what is the day of the life like at the Ice House in Prince Rupert?"
That's Brando.
Close.
Is it Oscar?
Yes.
Oh, I
love- yes.
It's good. It's great. I love it.
what is this your occupation?
Oh, this is the joke. He like always thinks he just like thought I worked there. Not Oscar. Oscar is just being Oscar. Brennan just always thought I worked there for the longest time, but I actually work at the college here. It's like my alter ego. But anyway, yeah, no, he always thinks I work there. And I'm like, Brandon, like, that's not my job. Like, we volunteer there. I'm in the art gallery there. And so, you know, we volunteer some time in there. I've been, you know, kind of aloof recently, though, because I've been so busy with all the music and stuff, which is great. It's just so weird. Art and music, it's like so sinusoidal. Like, sometimes I'm like super into art, and then sometimes I'm super into music. And I just haven't been able to have like a, like them both equally at the same time. One day I'll learn how to, maybe I won't. I mean, it's fine. You don't have to do everything at once, I guess.
Is this your, I'm assuming this is your art on my hoodie? Is that?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's your balance. That's your.
You always wear it. It's so nice.
I wear it and I got like a few compliments at the feast hall in Whitsett.
It's good colors, you know?
Yeah.
It's one thing that I've really like emphasized in the band, where I'm like, guys, like, I really got to make our posters, and I really want to do our art. I'm like, it's like, I'm like, if I could just like really, and Shadow's like, yeah, sure, whatever. Saves us money and time.
Okay, we'll like, we'll dive deeper into your art side after this song, because I feel like that's a pretty like, I feel like that's a fruitful conversation, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty.
We could dig in after. So this is Aphasia. Yeah. This is Aphasia from Pine Grove. We got swine on the stove, and
Wine on my toes.
Wine on my toes. They stained. Yo, listen. Okay, I'm gonna move on. This is Aphasia from Pine Grove. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay. And we back, and we back. We coming through just like that. I hit the mic. Ouch. Hello. This is the Influence of Wigglier. I'm here with a dying Zoom app. So we're going to figure it out. But Jackie's here. Hopefully we could suss this out, or else she's just like lost to the network, you know? How are you doing?
Beyond Pirate Station.
We're gonna do some torrenting, you know, and then be right back. But so that was Aphasia from Pine Grove. That is the build up song. And I was getting down. I like songs that make me feel like sad pants, but I could like dance to it. Like, oh, you froze. Are you there? Okay, you're back. But I like songs that are make me sad and make me dance, so that's kind of the vibe.
I can hear you.
Oh, what? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you want to like laugh and cry at the same time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your face was like freezing, but you're good now. Okay, but yeah, that was cool. That kind of reminded me of like, there's like, I think they call it like Midwest emo or something. And it's just like sad boy dance music.
Totally.
But so how did you hear Pine Grove?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
How did you hear of these guys?
Oh my, I don't even know. It probably was like a Spotify shuffle thing from like way back in the day. I feel like I find so many of my artists just letting my phone do its thing. Yeah. And then just stumbling across something like that. And I think that was probably the first song I had heard from them off of one of their other albums. And then just like checking out all their other stuff. I was like, oh, I love these guys. They're so good.
Yeah, I kind of like Spotify is great for kind of doing those little radio things and stuff like that. Like I found.
Sometimes it's bad.
Yeah, this song called Get the F Out of Town came on and I was like, turn that shit on. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I love the drift. Shout out to Coastal Drifters.
Yeah, Coastal Drifters, get more stuff online. You're so good.
Yeah, you guys are slacking. You know, like that's what you're gonna be known for. You know, you're just edging us. The coastal slackers.
Oscar, I hope you're listening to this.
But wait, so you got, oh my god, got 2 minutes and 40 seconds on the dot. So let's go, let's talk about Title Fight. Tell me about Title Fight.
Man, yeah, Title Fight is just so good. I remember when I was younger, I guess I could say a kid in Toronto, we used to go to shows, we'd have to take the bus and like bus like a freaking hour and a half into town or like an hour depending where we were at, and go to all these like they're just so good. And I remember seeing them live and they were playing with like all sorts of bands back then, like going to shows, seeing them, and like Neck Deep and The Story So Far and Turnstile and Turnover and all the turns. Counterparts. I can't even remember who else was kind of in that scene at the time, like Pup and all those guys. And Title Fight, they were just, I love their sound. I loved, again, it's like quite dramatic, but still with that pop punk sort of, I don't know, feel to it. They're just really good. And like lyrically, I really like them. And they just really remind me of that like era in my life of just like trekking around downtown to go to these shows and all these bars, like the Hard Luck Bar, where else would you go? Bovine Sex Club, like all those places. And then, yeah, I ended up getting like a Title Fight tattoo. It's like the only words I even have. Like, I don't like any text. I feel like we grow like so tired of words over time. But the song Shed was just like such an awesome song that really resonated with me in like a non-cheesy cliche way. It's just a song that was like, oh, this is a great song. I love the build. It's like just the right amount of time. Lyrically, super solid. And yeah.
You got to embrace the cheese though. You know, like you got
to. No, I love it.
You just got to be like, being like having, you know, having fun in that cheesy way is like having fun to like a Sum 41 song or something. Like, it's just but I'm gonna play this quick and then we're gonna figure this out because it says less than a minute and I'm freaking out. Okay, this is Tidal Fight with shed like a dog. Here we go. Hello. So we are dealing with a little bit of a technical difficulty. So let's see. I got the email. Let's see if this works out. Okay, so I'm going to try to join a Skype meeting because Zoom just like kicked us out. We are not sponsored by Zoom. I would not be sponsored by Zoom after this. I'm gonna shout out a sponsor while we're at it then. So this is we are sponsored by the City West. Give your mama a best City West. And I'm gonna head into this. I'ma do this, you know. No alibi. I'ma join this call, you know, after all. Okay. We are in. Woo!
We beat the system.
You sound so crunchy.
Really?
Yeah, it's like.
Okay. Well,
it's all good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's sometimes wiggly ears are pretty crunchy, so.
These are like pretty crunchy ears.
But I'm just happy we've made it in time. Like, I think the song ended like 15 seconds ago at the most.
Like a dramatic pause.
So that was Tidal Fight was Shed. I'm in here like I'm not gonna rap no more. So let's talk about your let's talk about Toronto, because this sounds like a whole other life.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Ontario and kind of moved around, but when I was in my, like, you know, how old is that? I don't know. I was probably like 18, 19, 20-ish when I lived around there. Just like working and living downtown and going to shows and whatever. It was a super fun period of my life and like a lot of fun at that age too.
Mm. So that's your stomping ground. Okay. So you have like your own lingo and your own, tell me about like the difference of like how people carry themselves in Toronto versus Rupert.
Oh my God. It's so different. I think definitely in the way people dress, you know, and then there's like kind of one of those things where like you're walking down the street and like you don't even like talk to the people that are like walking by you or acknowledge them in any sort of way, which is quite strange.
Mm.
In regards to like art and music, it's like super, not like super competitive, but it's way different than playing here in Rupert, right? Like it's like there's so many people out there and it's like a lot harder to get involved in the scene. Like even, I mean, maybe it's that age too that I was there, but I remember even going to shows, like being nervous going into these big rooms of all these like people that just look super cool. And I'm like, oh, like, am I allowed to be in here? Are people going to think I'm a poser or something? And it's nice. Like I really liked being there in those years and being where I'm at now, because there are some things that are great to apply to my daily life. If I didn't live in the city, I don't think I'd have certain characteristics.
Mm.
So it's definitely cool. Definitely like worth it. But I much prefer living in Rupert, where everyone's super friendly and they know you. And
it's not so. Yeah, I could get that. Like, I used to live in Kamloops and that's not nearly as big, but it's like kind of like I feel like I just barely got to know anyone there. Like everyone just kind of has their own mission. Just being like a campus and all that, just like, I don't know, it's just, yeah, just this can't approach kind of energy. Like, so it's probably the same.
big time. But like again, it kind of like opens your eyes, right? Like I think a lot of the world can be like that, and I feel super lucky living here in Prince Rupert that it's such an awesome community. But it's like a good thing to have in the back of your brain where like this is, some people are just like that, and you kind of have to know both ways of living to kind of understand how to navigate the world, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, I think everyone should live in the city at least once. At least. Yeah. Talking to all you native people out there, go live in the city at least once. Ditch your gas bar for at least a little bit. You'll be like, oh snap, there's like 100 of these over here.
Gas bars, lots of gas bars, lots of 7-Elevens.
So much chips and Pepsi. But so let's see, where will we? I'll touch on this topic after, but I am kind of curious. I saw the Melvins in there, but it's not really one of their rambunctious songs. It's like,
okay, yeah, I'm so glad you asked. I fucking love the Melvins. I've always loved the Melvins. Like Bullhead is just like the best album, or like Stoner Witch, so good. And I've always felt so torn because, like, I guess as you're kind of piecing together, here, you, good host, you. Like, I grew up, like, with way more of, like, a pop punk, like, thrash metal sort of upbringing. Like, I love Suicidal Tendencies and, like, Black Flag. Like, Henry Rollins is just, like, the sickest guy ever. Nice. I almost put Liar by him on there, but I'm like, maybe not really.
Oh, Liar! When he's all red.
Yeah. But I've also, like, I've always loved, like, folk and, like, blues and country music, like, equally. And I always felt so in limbo growing up, where I'm like, these two genres. I'm like, but, like, I just don't understand. And when I heard that song, I'm like, this is the pipeline. This is it. Like, there is kind of a weird connection between those genres. And when I heard that song, I was like, fuck, yeah, like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, these are just, like, some... like I think they're like super cool dudes like that are dabbling in this genre, and they nail it. It's a wicked song. And I remember like moving here to Rupert, I threw that one in my set because I moved to town and I was just like, well, I was living in my van just like traveling around before that.
Mm.
And that song itself is really good. And when I heard that version, I was like, oh, this really resonates. And I'm like, I should play this in a set. And it's really cool because when I play it and I'm still feeling folky in my head, I'm just like, yeah, doom!
Nice. I vibe with that. Like, kind of being stuck between two genres. Like when I first, I guess I'll go on my own little tangent. It'll be really short because it's Jackie hour. So I'll just make super short. So it's just like when The Infirmary started, my guitar playing was really inspired from like Elliott Smith and stuff. And so then they're like my drummer and my bassist, like Sandy and Nate at the time, like they were just like, they're like, be heavier. I was like, damn it.
It's tough. It's so hard because I've heard that too, where like, I can't remember where I heard it from. It was probably some video on the internet somewhere, but it was kind of like, you don't have to always play the genre that you really love. I'm like, I guess, but it's so hard because it trickles in, like it really does. And then sometimes like you're listening to what you love and what you're doing, you're like, oh, but I want to be that so bad, but this is what I'm doing. And
100%. Like, what is it? Like when Blue Dream Valley started, I threw in some hardcore slam section into one of the songs. And then Oscar was like, no.
Nightmare Valley.
If Oscar's listening, you probably, I hope you remember that.
Oscars never forget.
But let's talk about, because the time moves fast. It's already like 1:45. Let's talk about, you're talking about Melvins. So let's play the Melvins with Rambling Man off of the Cry Baby. Baby Cry. Enjoy. Okay, so this is like Murphy's Law, the hour. oh my goodness.
I play off the phone.
Yeah, I might have to. Okay, so basically what happened was I was signed into my Spotify and then it unsigned me out. And then it was like, your trial ran out. So this has been Murphy's Law. Okay, so while I'm doing this, I'll ask you what I was going to ask you after, which is, tell me how you got into art. Did that happen like during, so I'm assuming somewhere during Toronto days?
Way back. I mean, I've always been into art. My sister always sends me like little drawings that I did as a kid, and I'd always put like, you know, price tags on them and stuff. and then, yeah, in Toronto, really into the sort of art.
Whoa. What? The music just played super loud in my ears because it signed me in. Okay, go on.
Oh, perfect.
But go on.
Got it. And then in Toronto, like super into the art scene, like the tattooing scene, spend some time in Montreal and then realize like, hey, you can actually make like a somewhat living off of this. Depends on what your standard of a living is, I guess. And just went on from there. I just had so many awesome friends that were just like, they're great artists. And we're always talking about art, and when we hang out, it's very like art influenced. So I have like all my friends to thank along the way for that, for being so inspiring, I guess. And yeah, living in the city, especially Montreal, like it's just really easy to see how impactful art can be and how people should just do it. And then yeah, coming here, like in the gallery and just like trying to do more art around town and being a bit more active in the community and that sort of thing. And then yeah, with the band and music, like I feel like music to some can kind of like provide that visual experience to everyone. It does, like it brings something to your brain. So it's kind of nice to be able to like convey that or to make tangible that thing that you have in your brain when you're writing a song or when you're listening to a song, to like turn that into this like 2D object that starts to express what you're feeling. So the two just like complement each other really well. But it's something that like has been really important from like day one to even now, even in my daily life. I just think art is important. And science is art. Everything is art, you know?
Everything's nerdy if you think about it.
Like, everything's super nerdy.
Like friggin' music is the nerdiest thing ever.
It's
mathematical as all hell.
Yeah.
But so is art. Yeah, art is very, very mathematical. But that's awesome. Like, I remember I was like blown away because I like saw that. I was like, damn, they went hard. It was like when we played that show with you guys in Rupert, and then the poster just went absolutely bananas.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh my God, this is some Alice in Wonderland, like that caterpillar smoking kind of vibe. Like,
yeah, I love just trying to get the vibe, especially playing like with you guys, the infirmary, and then Coastal Drifters and whatever. I really wanted to bring in that like weird punky sort of feel and just something a little far out and different. It's so nice.
Do it again.
We're gonna fucking all the time.
But we're gonna finally play this song. It blasted in my ears like very unexpectedly. That's why I got scared. I was like, okay. And then it starts so fast, like it goes bang with the slide guitar. Like,
oh yeah, it just goes.
Okay. We ready? This is the Melvins with Rambling Man. The Crybaby is the album. Here we go.
Thank you.
We back.
There she is.
Oh, you stop, Spotify. I had enough of you. So that was Ramblin' Man from the Melvins, the album Crybaby. So Melvins are normally a very really like distorted band, and so yeah, I was just talking like in between, you know, when the song was playing, it's just kind of blowing my mind, and I'm still like wondering if that was Buzz. And we're just talking about folk punk and all that, and it's a very dirty genre.
It almost smells from afar, like you could tell.
It smells like tree planter. No, I shouldn't start. I shouldn't make enemies on here right now. I was a tree planter. I could say it.
I'm safe. I did it.
I did it. I could say the word.
I can say it because I know.
But so we could fit two more songs, or unless you want to talk extensively about your song. What's the vibe?
No, I feel like I've been talking so much. I mean, if you want to talk about our song, is that the one we want to go to next?
Fuck it. Let's do it. I'm sorry for my coarse language. I feel bad.
You got the sailor tongue now.
I got the sailor tongue.
Leaking through the computer.
I got the facial hair right now. I look like a pirate. Yeah. I look like Saltwater Hank right now.
Got the locks.
Yeah. Hot dog water.
You just gotta buy one of our hoodies now.
So yeah, shout out to Saltwater Hank. I'm gonna shout out some Saltwater Hank, friggin' Coastal Drifters, who else can I shout out? Who's shout outable right now? Who's local?
Who shout out about that's local? Who we got? This? Well, Stanfield just played a show that we just went to go see. Stop Motion Video.
The Stanfields.
Dead Sex.
Dead
Joe
Sexy
Daniels.
Joe Daniels.
His birthday. It was Waddy's birthday the other day. Waddy and Joe Daniels have the same birthday.
That's messed up. Happy belated birthday, Waddy and Joe. You guys are very vibey, and I can never keep up with you when we go out.
And you know, they have the same birthday and they both have luscious hair. That's pretty
true.
I don't think that's a
true. So happy birthday to them. So shout out Waddy and Oscar. And I'm going to shout out Somber Fucking Seas. Yeah, so tell me about Somber Seas for those in the back. Put some bass in your voice.
Somber Seas is so funny. Shadow had written some songs before. And when we first met, I was in Prince Rupert and I was playing music with a friend named Joel and Ralph at the time. I don't think I was playing with Rob yet, but it was Joel and Ralph, and I was at Cappuccino's, and I was getting a coffee with Joel, and I was trying to, like, work out, like, the event stuff with Judd, and I don't know what I was doing. I was kind of, like, staring off at something, and then Joel turns around, because we're trying to find a drum kit, and I was asking Judd, like, do you have a drum kit? And he's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then Joel turns around, and he was just like, oh, like, the guy that was behind us in line just offered me their drum kit. I'm like, what? I'm like, do you know who they are? And he's like, no, I have no idea. I'm like, well, I don't know who they were. I wasn't paying attention. Like, I was busy. Anyway, lo and behold, it was freaking Shadow. Like, didn't even know Joel, nothing like that. Like, this is just like a random stranger in line. Joel used his kit, whatever. And then we're playing music. And then I met Rob Rushton, who's also like a great local musician. And he was like, oh, we should jam. And then started jamming with him and Mark Billy from King Crow. And we were kind of doing like a surf rocky thing, and Shadow was drumming. And then Shadow had his own stuff that I hadn't realized. Like, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on the air. Shadow's like, you know, he's a shy guy. He's like, he's extroverted, but he's kind of introverted. Like, he's not out here talking about all his personal stuff, so he took a while to you know get in and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And he had some solo stuff, and I'm like, man, this is like really fucking good. Like, like, and I was just playing bass anyway. Like, I kind of went through that bass tail where I was playing guitar, but Mark and Rob are awesome guitarists. And I was like, oh, well, I'll just play bass, whatever. Which was awesome. It was really, like, really good to pick up another instrument, jam with those guys. It's great when you're jamming with people that are way better than you, because you're like, I'm learning so much. Like, this is great. And when they're nice, too, it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, and then after that, Shadow showed, like, his music. And then I'm like, fuck yeah, like, I want to help you do this and, like, nice. Be a part of this. Great, we should be playing, like, original music. And then I just went from there. And then he's like, you can play keys, right? I'm like, yeah, I can play keys. And then I just kind of started doing that. And then his brother, so Dev is his brother. Mm. So Dev kind of got roped into it willingly, you know. There might be a brotherly duty. No, he loves it. He's great.
Interesting.
And then we're looking for a drummer for a while. And then we had Scotty, who jammed with us at the Ice House show. And he was great, had a kid, and now he's doing his dad thing, which is awesome. Super cute kid, happy family. And then we got Johnny now, so we've kind of been a quartet. And yeah, that's been that from there.
Nice. That's the genesis, you guys. You heard it. That's such a funny way to start a band, though.
Shadow being nice. He's just a nice person.
It wasn't all like rock and roll at all. It was just
super wholesome.
Wholesome. You guys have a wholesome vibe, so it comes through.
Yeah.
Like the darkest I heard, I think it was like, yeah, I wrote you a frickin' tune. Is kind of has a bit of edginess to it.
Yeah, totally.
How much, so like, I'm assuming this song that's coming up, you guys wrote collaboratively and all that? Like,
yeah. Yeah. So Shadow got all the instrumental stuff down and he was like, oh, I kind of have some bits that I want like you to throw some vocals in and whatever and like come up with some lyrics. I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. So he just went to the studio. He's got his little, not little, it's a very nice studio that he's got in his house, his little setup. He's got all this gaming stuff there too.
Nice.
And just kind of thought about some lyrics, went in, recorded it, and then just shot things back and forth, and then it came to be. It was a great song. I think, like, from there, at least from that point, like, everything else is, like, really good, but I think, and I think Shadow would agree, I think, like, after that, we've kind of started to get a better idea of our vision, which has been kind of hard for us as a band to figure out, like, what direction we want to go in and what genre do we want to go in, and I think from, like, that moment onwards, we were kind of able to have a more like clear vision on how we want to come across, I guess. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I feel that. I think it's every band, like, it's kind of just like getting because it's like you're finding a collective voice, like you're all different people trying to like stew in the same pot.
And yeah, totally.
Like, Oscar replied earlier, he said, I remember, like, when I was talking about putting, like, a hardcore slam-ass moment in the song. So, yeah, just, like, finding that collective voice, and I guess I'll, like, affirm you guys and say I hear, like, kind of, like, an aesthetic in your songs already, like, that kind of, like, that element of, like, it's kind of minimal, and I think that's really good, it works for you guys.
Yeah, and definitely we want that, like, you know, dancey sort of feel. I think it's working for us. I think, and who knows where it'll end up later on, you know, sound wise. But I think for now we're kind of feeling motivated and good with what the vision melting is looking like.
The melting pot. Let's see. So we're gonna let the song play out because we are overtime. And that's OG, all. It's OG. All good. This train's gonna blow up, but or it's gonna fly off the rails. I'm not sure if you know. Do you know like where this station even is?
So, no, there's.
Yeah, so we're like in a train car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm in a train car right now. So if I make train jokes, I don't want it to like just seem random.
No, so, wait. Oh. Man, I've got a train whistle that I could have gone. It's on the counter over there.
It's not too late. It's not too late. I'm gonna say my biz. I'm gonna be like, hey yo, so this is, you guys been listening to The Influence of Wiggly Air, and my name's Brennan McKinnon, and I thank you for listening. And do you have train whistle? Is it in tow?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the train whistle.
Okay. I'm sorry, Glenn, for going over time, but train whistle is important.
No, I can't find the train whistle. It's gonna take too long. I don't wait, did we find it? No, it's gone. I think it's gone.
Can you do? Yeah. I was gonna say, can you do like verbally? But you beat me to it. Do it again.
I can do it again. Choo choo.
All those CN boys. But thank you for coming on. Before we leave, introduce yourself again and say if there's anything you want to like plug, like a show coming up, or like just like if you have social networks, anything like that. Boom, go for it.
Okay, I'm Jackie from Sombre Seas. You want to know about something cool? November 18th, we got our Cosmic Disco space costume party. Cosmic disco costume party. Yeah, that's it. It's hard to say fast. At Cow Pacino's. It's going to be sweet. We're going to be recording our music video for I Lie Like I Breathe. So come dressed up and dance the night away. You can just find us on Instagram, Facebook, Sombre Seas.
Yeah.
That's it.
Boop a doop a doop boo.
And choo choo.
They have a whole ass album, they have a whole ass product.
Friggin' the internet.
Yeah, they're trying to push, you know? They're trying to push product.
We got a small population here, man, okay? We gotta get online.
Gotta be chronically online. But so yeah, you heard her. Check out Sombre Seas or else you'll be made an example.
This was fun.
Thank you for coming on. This is we're gonna play you a song. This is I Lie Like I Breathe. That is a lot. That is very consistent, and this is by Sombre Seas, and it's a single. Check it out. And if you want to be in a music video, go travel to Rupert, go friggin' dress up and party at Al Pacino's or else. This is I Lie Like I Breathe. Thank you for listening.